Author Victor Lavelle likes to write about social outcasts. That's what he did in his 1999 book of stories called Slapboxing with Jesus. Now, Lavelle has written about his own time as an outcast. His novel, The Ecstatic, explores the author's struggles with madness. Tom Vitelli has more.
Victor Lavelle says the title of his first novel refers to a religious movement.
The ecstatic movement, which is this idea that people are taken over by the power of God, or this force is beyond their control, and they're influenced by them into speaking in tongues, falling on the ground and in convulsions, believing that they're seeing visions, and that a lot of the time people suspect now those people were just mentally ill, and that it was a way to explain it before people understood what mental illness was.
Lavelle says he wanted readers of The Ecstatic to wonder whether the novel's hero was touched by God or just suffering from a chemical imbalance. The 23-year-old narrator, Anthony James, lives at home with his family in Queens, where he works for a temp agency cleaning houses. In one early scene, Anthony is overcome by the bad literary taste in a house that he's cleaning.
I closed my eyes. I took one of their trade paperbacks off the shelf, opened it randomly and spat on the paper. I mean, a real goober. Shut the first, then went to another. I did that in their romances, the generational dramas, thrillers, war stories, and immigrant boo-hoos. When my mouth went dry, I drank water. A mirror hung over their living room couch. As I was about to hock into Alex Haley's Queenie, I noticed the mirror reflecting me. My pants had ridden up between my thighs and bunched over the hump of my great big ass.
What he sees in the mirror is a 315-pound African-American, paranoid schizophrenic, who is smart and funny and not unlike the author.
I was very fat and very crazy for a good long time, and I wanted to write about it. Now that I've recovered from a lot of those problems, I really wanted to write about the person that I was then, both as this creature and a beast that people saw, but also as this tangible and complex human being inside that.
Now 31 years old and about 200 pounds, Victor Lavelle says he used to weigh between 350 and 400 pounds. And weight was the least of his problems. He says when he was an undergraduate at Cornell University, he would lapse into psychotic states, imagining people and places that weren't there.
I had this idea that I had to map all the mountains of the Finger Lakes region at some point during college. So I got on buses and I just would go around the Finger Lakes region, mapping all these mountains. Only about 2 years later, when I was in a better state, I found these maps again. And the thing that was amazing to me to find was that there are no mountains in the areas that I was traveling, you know. And I had, I'm telling you, I had like animals, I had flora and fauna, everything for these places.
Like the hero of his novel, Lavelle was kicked out of college and returned to live with his family in Rosedale in eastern Queens. There, without drugs or therapy, he says he wrote out his illness and regained his sanity. He lost 150 pounds through dieting and exercise. He finished his undergraduate degree and went on to get his MFA in writing from Columbia University. Now he teaches writing at Columbia. Lavelle says in college he used to write what he calls bad black nationalist poetry. Now he writes stories about the victims of more universal oppression.
The people I really care about are mistreated and oppressed by black people and white people and Asians and Hispanics. And I feel like the people who are considered truly monstrous in our society are somehow the people I always gravitate to, whether it's child prostitutes, fat schizophrenics, ugly women, ugly men. Those are the people I love to write about. And they, thus far in my mind, they're mostly colorless because everybody looks down on them. And that's who I love.
For an African-American author, it's really, really something new.
Novelist Kenji Jasper reviewed The Ecstatic for the online magazine Africana.com. Jasper says as the novel's narrator moves from one misadventure to the next, his original and unreliable way of seeing the world rivets the reader's attention.
And in him seeing the world, you sort of begin to understand that he has a slightly warped sense of reality, but at the same time, he's really trying to be honest about who he is. And you're drawn into that, but, you know, just everything he goes through, you just continually find yourself questioning. And I think that's what makes it a very brilliant piece of writing.
Victor Lavelle says for him, what makes a piece of writing brilliant is if the characters come alive and if he's surprised at what happens to them. In his novel, The narrator's mother has her own psychotic episodes. Packs of feral dogs roam the streets. Moviegoers have to pass through metal detectors. And the hero is confronted by scam artists, loan sharks, and holy rollers. It's an approach to storytelling that's often disorienting, but never boring.
In recent, maybe literary fiction, there's this idea from the 80s to now, this idea that mundane acts are the true stories of life. And the guy who's walking to the mailbox, putting his insurance check in the mail, and the things he thinks about walking there, that's all there is to literature. They were only concerned with him walking to the mailbox, but they don't think about the minute after he drops it in, he turns around and some street sweeper comes by and runs him over. And I'm more interested in the moment when the street sweeper comes by and runs him over.
The author says he hopes his own work will have that same sort of impact on his readers.
I would like them to get to the end of the book and then just drop dead out of unbelievable joy, excitement, and pain.
Short of that, Victor Laval says what he'd really like is if his readers care about his characters. His first novel is called The Ecstatic. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.